Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Aster Industries Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gavin Desa from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Desa.
Thank you. Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to Aster Industries Q2 and H1 FY24 analyst and investor conference call. We have with us today Mr. Arvind Singhania, the Chairman and CEO, Mr. Pradeep Kumar Rastogi, the Executive Director of Corporate Affairs, and Mr. Girish Behl, Business Head. We will begin this call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the floor open for an interactive Q&A session. Before we begin, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's discussions may be forward-looking in nature, and a note to this effect was shared with you in the invite earlier. We trust you've had a chance to go through the financial performance. I would now like to hand over to Mr. Arvind Singhania to make his opening remarks. Over to you, Arvind.
Thank you, Gavin, and thank you, everyone, for joining us today. I have alongside with me Mr. Pradeep Rastogi, Executive Director, and Mr. Girish Behl, Business Head, Film SBU. I will briefly talk about the key business highlights, post which Pradeep will walk you through our financial performance. The current business landscape continues to pose challenges for both the BOPET films and specialty polymer sectors. On a standalone basis, though quarterly performance reflects improvement on a sequential basis at a broad level, it does mirror the pressures being faced by both these industries. We have seen our industry peers in the BOPET film business report a subdued performance in the same period as well. Starting with the BOPET film sector, we've been emphasizing the significant increase in supply due to the introduction of new capacities. This surge in supply has negatively impacted pricing, margins, and overall profitability. On the other hand, the specialty polymers division, safeguarded by intellectual property rights, is not exposed to direct competitive risk, but it is nonetheless exposed to the challenges of a slowdown and the uncertainties grappling the U.S. economy, which is its primary market. Let me now move on to our quarterly performance. To start with the headline numbers, on a standalone basis, our revenue for the quarter stood at rupees 244 crore, with EBITDA of rupees 3 crore and a loss for the quarter at rupees 13 crore. The underwhelming performance, as previously highlighted, mirrors the on-the-ground hurdles our businesses are currently facing. The film business, as we have previously mentioned, is experiencing acute demand-supply imbalance due to commissioning of new capacities. This, combined with the subdued demand in overseas markets, has negatively affected the profit margins. The performance of the specialty polymers business has also been affected by continuing recessionary pressure in the U.S., which is a key and major market for this business. Moving on to individual businesses now, starting with specialty polymer. While we did witness some improvement in both revenues and volumes during the quarter compared to Q1, the on-ground situation, though, remains challenging owing to the uncertainties and inflationary worries grappling the U.S. economy. In terms of product uptake, we have seen 14% growth in volumes on a sequential basis, although year-on-year basis, it has degrown. The present volume trajectory is below the historical averages and the true potential of the business. During Q2 as well, despite reporting higher volume, we have seen our profitability and margins trend lower owing to lower contribution from the marquee higher-margin products. MB03 volume for the quarter stood at 179 metric tons as against 422 metric tons in Q2 FY23 and 247 metric tons in Q1 FY24. As far as innovative PBT is concerned, Q2 witnessed volumes of 185 metric tons as against 605 metric tons in Q2 FY23 and 79 metric tons in Q1 FY24. We have been reiterating that the products and the businesses on its own are not subject to competitive threats, given that most of our products are IP protected. The growth momentum, though, is subject to the overall business sentiment and health of the U.S. economy. We are hopeful that the demand and subsequently the volumes and profitability of the business will revive maybe after a couple of quarters as the U.S. economy starts to recover. It is important to mention here that basis revenues of 130 crore for specialty polymer SBU generated during half one of FY23, we had achieved annual run rate of about rupees 260 crore. with a EBITDA margin of approximately 85 crores. As soon as global and US economies revive, we are confident of bettering these numbers. We are committed to harnessing our R&D expertise to introduce innovative and captivating products. We maintain a positive outlook on this business potential in the medium to long term and have the confidence to navigate through the current short-term challenges. Turning attention to our film business, and as we have emphasized in our prior discussions, there has been an influx of excess capacity in the market due to commissioning of new production units. Most of the production lines that got commissioned in the recent past were put under implementation after we started implementation of Telangana project in October 2020. While the growth in demand continues to be robust, with domestic demand growing at 11 to 12% per annum and global demand growing at 5.5 to 6% per annum, the supply has surpassed the demand by significant percentage, leading to a chain reaction of reduced pricing and margins. This, along with subdued demand in export markets aggravated by geopolitical disturbances across the world, has further exacerbated the pricing challenges. Our overall volume for the quarter stood at 18,867 metric tons, comprising of 12,892 metric tons on a standalone basis and 5,975 metric tons at our subsidiary level. Despite high volume growth, we have seen moderation in profitability and margins during the quarter owing to the sharp price and margin erosion. We believe the pricing pressure will continue for a couple of quarters before stabilization process starts. Our efforts till then would be directed towards enhancing efficiencies and improving product mix by increasing the share of value-added products. On a standalone level, we have seen our share of value-added products comprising 25% during the quarter. We are also working on new products that will enable us to improve profitability and mitigating effect of an adverse market scenario. We are also focusing a lot on reducing costs, reducing wastages, and improving efficiencies. We believe such efforts will help us deliver stable and profitable performance in the long term. That concludes my opening remarks. I will now hand over the floor to Pradeep to walk you through our financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you and good day, everyone. Thank you for joining us on our Q2 FY24 earnings call. Let me quickly walk you through our financial performance, for which we can commence the Q&A session. Starting with the revenues on a standalone basis, the same stood at Rs. 244 crore as against Rs. 308 crores in corresponding quarter last year, lower by 21%. The reason for the degrowth, as mentioned by Avinji, pertains to excess supply in film business and recessionary worries in US, the key market for our specialty polymer business. EBITDA for the quarter stood at Rs. 3 crores as against Rs. 30 crores generated in Q2 FY23, lower by 91%. Lower realizations and margins in film business coupled with adverse product mix for the quarter in special polymer business led to lower profitability and margins for the quarter. Loss for the quarter stood at Rs. 13 crore as against profit of Rs. 8 crores garnered in Q2 FY23. Lower offtake coupled with weaker realization of the margin resulted in loss for the quarter. Moving on to the performance of Astra Film Tech Limited, our wholly owned subsidiary, revenues for the same stood at Rs. 64 crores with EBITDA loss of Rs. 3 crores for the quarter. In terms of volume, Q2 FY24 generated 5,975 metric ton as against 5,760 metric ton volume generated in previous quarter. EBITDA losses are largely owing to lower utilization level and the stress in the film business prevailing currently. With time, we are confident that Astra project will contribute positively to the overall growth of the business due to its low operating cost. As mentioned previously, the plant is expected to generate revenue worth Rs. 500 to 550 crores upon achieving optimal utilization. In summary, we would like to reaffirm that although the immediate future presents challenges for both our businesses, we maintain an optimistic and confident stance. We are determined to overcome these obstacles and propel our business to their full potential in the medium to long term. That concludes my opening remarks. We can now commence the Q&A session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar Singhania ji, namaskar Rastogi, and I hope you are doing good now, Rastogi.
Thank you. Yeah.
Sir, thank you for the opening remark that was very vivid and covered a lot of the aspects about the business part. But sir, if we take into account the cycle in which we are currently, we have faced this kind of excess capacity earlier also.
Yeah.
So if you could guide us, where are we in midst of the glut and then again the demand rising and again we returning to our normal margin situation. So are we midway or is the worst still there in terms of the pricing part and the lower utilization levels, which will definitely happen as they are all players are bleeding and also new capacities. I think so. One new line is also expected going ahead. So if you could give some color on what are the other capacity addition we are seeing in the near future. Your outlook, where are we in terms of
In terms of the cycle, we are at the bottom. We can't go any further. I mean, at least substantially further. We are more than midway through the cycle. We have only one more line left to be commissioned, which will be commissioned by the end of this month or early next month. And I think we should start seeing some improvement in the next couple of quarters, definitely. Please also note one very important thing, that as per the new plastic waste management rules, which have been declared, they demand a 10% recycled content in all packaging material. So this is possible and this is becoming effective from 1st of April 2025. Now, this is possible only in polyester film. It is not possible in BOPP. So actually, we are going to see a much higher growth in demand starting towards end of next calendar to fulfill this requirement of the plastic waste management rules. Polyester film demand is expected to grow substantially more than any other competitive product. So actually, we are now, I think, in the next couple of quarters, we should start seeing some improvement in terms of margin. And I think by 2025, we will be in a reasonably good shape. I hope this answers your question, Saketji.
Yes, sir. And sir, for the specialty polymer, I think so, things are looking in an even line in if we take quarter-on-quarter numbers. So therein also, sir, when can we go back to our previous margin state and the outlook which we had earlier? In terms of the optics,
this is just bad luck, Saketji. Please understand that if you take our Q1 numbers of FY23, we reached an annual run rate of 260 crores of turnover with an EBITDA margin of 89-90 crores. Now, this would have actually grown from there had this global recession had not occurred. Interest rates have gone up in America from 0 to 5%. And you know this is hurting the business and economy tremendously, and as soon as this recovery starts, we are expecting this recovery to start by second quarter calendar 2024, and I am very hopeful that towards the end of next year we should be coming back to the numbers of last year. This is our expectation.
Sir, if you could give me some color on how the raw material prices have played up and what the current trend there, and also on the net debt numbers. And I think, sir, now with these utilization levels, as well also the utilization levels, if you could give separately the utilization levels for our new facility and the existing one, the previous one.
Pradeep, let me answer all these questions.
Raw material is more or less stable. The PTM prices are about 77 rupees a kg, and the MEG is in the range of 46 rupees a kg. which gives us the chip rate, raw material cost for chip at about 81 to 82 rupees a kg. More or less, the raw materials have been stable since last 2 to 3 months, and we don't foresee any major variation in the raw material cost going forward. Coming to the debt portion, so we have a term debt of about 400 crores outstanding in Astra FinTech and a working capital outstanding of about 50 crores. So that's 450 crores in Astra FinTech, and we have close to 300 crores debt. 200 is the term debt and 110 crores is the working capital. That's the debt, interest-bearing debt in Astra Industries. So all put together, both the companies, the consolidated debt is 750 crores. But we also have 140 crores lying in the liquid financial instruments, securities. So net debt is about 610 crores. Coming to the capacity utilization, the capacity utilization in Astra FinTech is about 55 to 60%, whereas in Astra Industries, it is 75% plus. As far as film is concerned, especially polymer, because of the recession in US, the utilization levels are very low, less than 10% currently. So I hope this answers all the three questions that you had raised.
Yes, sir. And the cost of funds, sir, currently?
Cost of fund in export industries, it is about 10% now, because there has been continuous increase in the repo rates, and which is also forcing banks to increase their rate of interest. In Astra FinTech, it is about 8%, 7.5 to 8%.
Okay. It is taking into account the deterioration in the financial, operational, and therefore and the financial performance. Can we, how are we going to ride through this since 600 crore rupee debt on a consolidated basis? Also, it's a large number, and taking into account the current business environment, what steps are you taking to tide over this and such? Can we also, how are the rating agencies taking into consideration the current environment?
So we had a meeting with the rating agency in the recent past, and looking at the comfortable liquidity position, we are not taking any negative view on the company per se. But in 3 months to 6 months time, they would be looking at the industry in totality, and then they may come out with some sort of correction if required. But this is our discussion with the rating agencies. As of now, there is no risk to the downgrade of the rating that we have obtained. We are A minus as of now from CRISIL.
And we have enough liquidity to, to ride through this downturn.
And
so we are not really worried, and we are always there to stand by with the company. We have performed extremely well in the last 3-4 years, handed out very, very, very handsome dividends to the shareholders. The share price also went up. Unfortunately, because of free excess capacity and the global recessionary conditions, this has happened. But this is a very short-term phenomena, and we are very, very sure that we'll come out of it very soon and stronger.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Saket Kapoor. May we request you to rejoin the question queue for follow-up questions, please? Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ajinkya Jadhav from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I'm audible.
Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Yeah. So the first question is, so what are the sectors one must look at to see, like there are signs of potential growth for the revival of the film business?
Sorry, we can't hear you. You're not very clear. Can you please speak louder?
Use your handset, please.
Please don't use speakerphone.
Yeah. So I was saying, what are the sectors one must look at to see the signs of potential growth revival for films business?
What sectors should we look at? I mean, polyester film actually addresses the flexible packaging business, while the specialty polymer addresses many sectors across the board, including consumer electronics, carpets, textiles, industrial, rigid packaging, flexible packaging. So we are actually addressing a host of applications in specialty polymer, while polyester film addresses largely flexible packaging.
And the flexible packaging would be mainly consumer FMCG sector.
Okay. Yeah. My second question is these two products, innovative PVD and NV03 Masterbatch, how much they contribute to the, you can say, specialty polymers business, innovative PVD and NV03 products?
Sorry, again, you're not very audible. Your voice is very unclear. Can you please repeat your question?
So may we request you to use your handset, please?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead and use your handset. So your audio is not very clear, sir. It's muffled, sir.
Yeah. So my question is, NB03 and innovative PBT, these two products, how much they contribute to the specialty polymers business?
Okay. They contribute very largely to the specialty polymers business, about 70 to 80%. And right now, because of the, like I explained, because of the recession in the US and global recession, actually, the volumes have fallen quite substantially. And we are hoping that this will start reviving by the middle of next calendar.
Okay. That's helpful. The last question from my end, how is the pipeline in this specialty polymers business for the new products? Are there any plans to launch?
The pipeline is quite strong, and actually we are working on a couple of very interesting products right now. And we are very hopeful that they will also start giving dividends. It may take some time because we have just started introducing it to the market. So hopefully by sometime during next year, we should hear some positive, start getting positive effects of it also.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my end. Thanks for answering the question. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Jatin Damania from Swan Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
So just wanted to understand more from an industry perspective. Now, I mean, you mentioned in the opening remarks that there was an oversupply and probably we are at the mid-level of cycles and there's only one more line coming up in the coming months. But if you look overall, the industry, there are a number of players who are increasing their capacity. So if you look in, I mean, almost 58% capacity we have seen increase over December 21 in BOPET and similarly 23% in BOPP. And almost two-thirds of the capacity is another lineup in March 26. So over a longer period of time, how shall one look at the BOPET and BOPP industries and the spreads going ahead?
See, it's all a question of demand and supply. Right now, the supply is much more than demand. That is the reason why the margins are under compression. So, but the good news is that the demand growth is extremely positive. And it is growing at about 10 to 12% domestically and about 6% globally. So, this will lead to closing the gap between demand and supply very soon. So let's say right now, if you're at about 65-67% capacity utilization, the moment we start touching anything between 75-80%, we start seeing improvement in margins. So it's not going to be too far away before we start seeing improvement. Like I said, a couple of quarters more, we start seeing improvement. And this is what we are strongly seeing.
So, which segment is driving that growth, and probably you are still being so confident that in a couple of quarters we'll reach to a 75%. So, can you help us the segment which will drive the overall growth?
All segments across the board, FMCG, this goes for flexible packaging of dozens of FMCG products, including rice, sugar, salt, tea, coffee, Namkeen, biggest sector is Namkeen. Your bhujias and your big brand names, snack foods, potato chips, everything is packaged in polyester and BOPP. So, these sectors are growing phenomenally. I mean, these numbers are available for you to see on public platforms. So, when these sectors will grow so phenomenally, the growth of packaging is bound to grow in a similar manner.
Right, sir. So, I mean, in your opening remarks or probably in the previous comments, you also indicated about the new plastic policy that will probably come into effect from 1st April of 2025. So, on a ballpark number, do we have any ideas what will be the incremental demand that we'll probably can generate from this policy?
Well, if the policy says that all flexible packaging must contain 10% recycled content. And this is effective from 1st of April 2025. Now, polyester film is the only product which can give this, which can meet this requirement. Even BOPP cannot meet this requirement of 10% recycled content. So I believe, or we believe, that there will be a big switchover from BOPP towards polyester once this becomes effective. It's very difficult to give numbers, but I would imagine there will be a substantial boost to the consumption of polyester film.
Okay. And sir, coming to your quarterly numbers, because if I'm not wrong, last quarter we had some impact of the shutdown at our facility in Telangana. So if you can help us the status, what was the status of the entire facility in Q2, because that was a new capacity which came on stream, and at what level we utilized it?
Sorry, can you repeat your question? Your voice is very muffled. You can't understand what you're saying.
No, sir, because see, I just wanted to understand the volume front, because last quarter we indicated that there was some impact of the shutdown in the Telangana. So just wanted to understand the status in the Q2 and at what level of utilization we operated the Telangana facility.
About 65%. The Telangana is at about 65% capacity utilization.
Okay, 65%.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the last question, which is on the specialty polymer. So because we are seeing the near-term headwind, because we are seeing a decline in the demand. So by any chance, are we seeing any green shoot or probably 2 or 3 quarters down the line, or probably are we hearing anything from the US and customers that probably we are seeing a revival in demand, because that's the key product and which will drive the overall value-added proportion in our entire basket and drive the margin. So if one want to understand the growth in the specialty polymers and the margin probably for FY 2025-26, so how shall one look at it?
I think by if you talk about FY 2026, or let's say the year of 2025-26, I think we should be fully back to normal by then.
So is it safe to assume that we will be around 25-30% for the specialty polymers at that point of time?
So, like I said, I expect the revival of specialty polymers to start sometime middle of next calendar, so around June, July or May, June. And by the end of next calendar, that means by December 24 or let's say early 25, we expect most of the demand to come back in specialty polymers. So 25-26 should be a very good year for specialty polymers.
Sure, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side, and best wishes for the festive season to the entire team.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for this opportunity again. Sir, I was coming to the point of the new capacity coming up in the near future. If you could just provide outline.
Sorry, can you repeat your question? Can you repeat your question again?
Okay, yes, sir. We request you to use your handset, please.
Now you can hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes, thank you, sir. Sir, I was looking for an answer for the new capacity that will be commercialized in the near future, domestically also and internationally also. The size.
I think as far as the domestic is concerned, there's only one line coming up this year, and one is coming towards end of next year. That's all. And then there is nothing else stated till 26 or 27.
Okay. And internationally, sir?
Internationally, there is no capacity that we know of other than China, where some substantial expansions are taking place. But, you know, to get absolutely accurate information out of China is very, very difficult. I mean, and they don't export anything. So, you know, it's not really a threat to us.
And sir, taking into consideration the current domestic demand, are films being imported in the country or?
No, there are no imports. There is no import threat as of now.
There is no import threat as of now. So what factors will change our fortunes money going ahead? How will these capacities get absorbed, and how is the path going to be? What's your experience, sir?
It's very simple, Saket ji, I've explained before.
demand growth is about 11-12% in India and 6% globally. And once the plastic waste management rules become effective 1st of April 25, the demand for polyester film will shoot even more. There is likely to be conversion from BOPP to polyester film, because BOPP cannot offer products with 10% recycled content. Only polyester can. So we expect demand to shoot substantially in the polyester film sector starting April 25.
Okay. Sir, how has been our performance in the value-added segment? I think so for Astral Limited, we had a good proportionate and we also guided for...
That's doing quite well. And in fact, we are working on one very interesting product which could actually become a game changer for the whole flexible packaging industry. You will come to know of it very soon.
Okay, that is again in the value-added metallurgical segment only.
It is a value-added product, yes.
Okay, and what are the spreads, sir, currently? I forgot to ask. Currently, per kg spread for us?
Domestic market would be around 17 to 19 rupees.
Okay, and in optimum conditions, sir, what are the reasonable margins that we have been incurring over a period of time consistently for giving away the
variation? Reasonable margins, we have seen crazy margins of up to 75 rupees. It's not going to come back for a while, but I would imagine reasonable margins to be in the region of about 40-45 rupees. I think that we should expect to see not too distant future.
Thank you, sir, for all these detailed answers. I'll join the queue again for any follow-up.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question of our question and answer session. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for attending the earnings call today, and I look forward to seeing you all for the next earnings call for the quarter three. Thank you very much and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Astra Industries, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.